The college entrance exam is a rite of passage for students around the world, and there's plenty of stress to go with it. VOA's Ray Kugel tells us about a documentary which shows how it reaches an unbelievable level in South Korea.
수능이요?
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 수능.
대학교 들어가기 위한 시험이죠.
It is a day of reckoning, perhaps like no other. The Sunung is a 9-hour national exam for South Korean students hoping to go on to a college education. It is the culmination of incredibly intense study. Test day is the third Thursday in November, and the entire country shuts down for a brief time. Airplanes are not allowed to land or take off during the listening portion. Stock market trading is halted for an hour. The electric power company is on standby for emergencies. Some parents wait anxiously outside the testing sites. Others spend much of the day praying in local temples. Sunung covers five subjects: Korean, English, math, vocational studies, and natural science. In a documentary called Examination, a high school senior named Pina Wang is followed over the course of a day, one of more than 700,000 students who must take the exam.
전 솔직히 그냥 통과 의뢰 같아요. 막 지옥이다. 아, 막 그런 것도 솔직히 없지 않아 있긴 한데 지켜보는 입장에서는 진짜 불쌍하다 이러는데 진짜 그거 1년 생활하면은 적응되네요, 그냥. 1년이 아니라 3년 그렇게 생활하니까.
She follows a grueling schedule from early morning to late at night. School starts at 7:30, followed by study in the afternoon at private learning centers called hagwons, and nighttime study in silence at another location called a doksusha. Pinna returns home at 2 in the morning, every day. Saturday classes are also attended and end at noontime.
갔다 올게. 등교는 7시 반까지인데 그게 또 늦으면은 청소 이런 거 있어서 한 7시 20분까지는 학교를 가야 됐었어요. 되게 아침 시간이 제일 힘들었던 것 같아요.
She describes her life as dreary and lonely, completely immersed in study, with no time for sports or exercise. Pinna dreams of having free time to go shopping with friends, playing on the beach, and, like most teenagers, sleep. Examination director Judy Su provides a character study of a young woman who is committed to doing well in an intense educational system. I spoke with Su, a Korean-American based in Chicago, Illinois, about the Sunung's long-term goals and why the students are driven so hard to achieve them.
Education is definitely a very, very big virtue and a part of society. And college is kind of a status symbol. Where you went to college in Korea is a big status symbol, and everybody wants to go to the best college, of course, because that determines your status and consequently determines your job prospects very heavily. So it's a very big deal for students to take this exam and do well on it and go to the best college they could possibly go to.
Why was the test started in the first place?
It definitely has its roots in trying to make the most fair way of determining who goes to which college. In the American system, there's a lot of subjectivity because there's the essay portion, there's regional things, legacy, all these different things. But in Korea, this exam is the single most important factor in determining which college you go to. And it has to be very objective. Theoretically, anyone who studies and prepares for this exam as much as they can has a shot at this.
What do you think is the ultimate educational or professional payoff for Koreans taking such a difficult exam?
The payoff is you go to the best college, and that's the label that follows you everywhere. And people really respect people who went to the best colleges, and you get the best jobs for the rest of your life.
What's been the downside for those students who don't do well on the exam psychologically or emotionally?
The damage is huge. There's been a lot of reportings of suicide right after the exam. So for some people, I'm sure the damage is much greater than others. But also, nowadays more and more students are retaking the exam, and that's actually called jesu. That's a term for taking the exam a second time. You can take it multiple times. You just have to wait a year every time.
Can you compare the Sunung to the SAT or ACT here in the U.S.?
Well, you could compare it to the SAT in the sense that it is a college entrance exam, but it's so much more than what the SAT or ACT does here, because I think the SAT, ACT here is a small portion of the whole college application process. Sunung is a much bigger factor in Korea, and a lot more time and money is spent preparing for this exam.
Do you think the South Korean students are better prepared than American students, intellectually, academically?
I think as far as discipline goes, Korean students are much more disciplined in taking responsibility for their own learning, and they're just better trained to sit down and study and take exams. They will perform better in college when it comes to grades and doing exams and such. However, I think Koreans really miss out on creative education. So anything that demands creativity, I think, whether in the arts or, you know, writing, essay writing and such, I think students don't perform as well.
Seo's documentary shows that putting South Korean students through a mental ringer seems to be just the way it is. Examination offers a fascinating look at sacrifice and dedication, ingredients that almost always guarantee success. Seo's film is proof of that, too. It's won several awards and will be picked up for distribution in the U.S. educational market. I'm Ray Kugel.
If you'd like more information and to go see the film, you can go to their Facebook page. Just go to Facebook.com and look up Examination Short Doc. It's all one word.